Nom 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 nom. Puppy for dinner. Nom 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 nom. Puppy for dinner. Nom nom nom. We'll throw you in the crock pot. We'll make puppy stew. Puppy stew.
Throw them in the microwave.
It can't fit in the microwave. Well, Hen could fit.
No, yeah, I know. Brian always threatened to throw him in the microwave. He'd pick him up and say, "Okay, say goodbye. He's going in the microwave."
Puppy stew. Puppy stew. Nom, nom, nom,
I'm probably putting him in somewhere today. Oh, no. I would never do that.
We'll make a meat pie out of ya, huh? We'll chop you up and make meat pies out of ya. Nom, 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 nom.
Now, where's my Olympus when I need it? I don't know where it is. It's right here.
Yeah,
to
think of that, we should do audio videos and stuff.
It's over here.
Aladdin pie. Yummy.
Aladdin pie.
Uh-oh. Well, here comes the cat.
No, it's just his toy on the scratching post.
I don't know where he is.
I did bring over
Aladdin a la king. Nom, 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 nom. Aladdin a la king.
External hard drive, which I brought, the small hard drive. I have my audio drama collection and my movies from Blind Mice Mega Mall. I've got about 600 and something.
Holy Nelly.
Wow. Some books.
Let's steal all Mike's stuff.
Yeah.
Hello, buddy. Hello, buddy. Aladdin a la king. Yes.
Aladdin the king.
Aladdin
divine. Yep. Aladdin cocoa man.
I bought these, they're called sleep phones because I like to sleep with headphones on and put nature space on because I've got a pen. And there is a tiny fleece.
You remind me of Amber. Yeah.
Headphone drivers inside.
Yeah, bigger version of Amber, aren't you? Are you Amber 2.0?
I used to use my Sennheisers, like not a really good.
I think you're Amber 2.0.
Yeah, they sound good, but they're really bulky.
Whoa, look at these ears. Oh, floppy ears.
And so at first I floppy ears. Interested, and I thought, well, okay, so found
Flopsy,
them on sale.
Flopsy, Peter Cottontail.
And I said, okay, well, if you don't want them, I'll have them. Because I wanted some too, so I thought, well, okay. And so
chin scratch. Chin have, scratcher, chin and, scratcher, scratch me a chin.
Anyway, I think we have to
buy Aladdin, shake a paw.
If you want to see,
shake a paw.
Wouldn't mind checking that out.
Shake a paw.
Because I'm often thinking you're lying.
No, it's gonna be some cash.
Sit. Good boy. Shake a paw. Good boy.
So you had two.
No, 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 I only have
you have the one that you've okay.
Yeah, I'm not
sure. Okay, maybe.
Good boy, Aladdin.
I've got my aftershocks here. If any
good boy.
Bone connection headphones.
Can I get... Whoa. Can I get past you guys here?
Yeah, you're fine.
Yeah.
I can't really. Hold on, I have to...
Aladdin, please move the tie down, Mike. You might have to step over it.
Just a minute.
Oh, just come right next to me and get past me.
Okay.
There you go.
Yeah, I just didn't want to, like...
You're fine.
...shove Aladdin aside.
You can shove him aside.
He's big. He can take it.
Yeah, but I don't think it's nice.
Just gotta...
Okay,
you gotta, just gotta get that in British Imperial manner going, stand aside, dog!
Talking about Flopsy, Mopsy, and Peter Cotton.
Because I said his ears were floppy.
Oh! Okay, I thought you were saying he was going to chase rabbits.
No!
Since you're here,
he can't chase
the back of the head. The beach has a tag. And so you put them, and you can move the driver.
Be very, very quiet. I'm chasing rabbits.
If you need to move them around, I can show you how.
Oh,
are they adjustable?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah. The headband isn't, so you can buy different sizes of headband.
Mm.
That's a different approach.
So the drivers are flat, as you feel.
Yeah.
If you want to try them, you can plug them in. Or if you don't, that's fine.
Well, the cool thing about those is the headband is washable.
That's kind of neat.
Yeah, you can wash the headband.
Oh,
yeah.
Take the headphone apart.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, you can take the headphone drivers apart, and then, you know, they sell replacement parts in case they break or whatever.
Oh, wow.
By the way, folks, I know you've got ginger ales at the moment, but if you're ever inclined to have a coffee or a tea or something, just let us know.
Alrighty. Hi, buddy. How you doing?
You want to see him, Sarah?
Yeah.
Sure. You can't chew the headphones.
It's a neat approach. I like the idea of that.
They have the small drivers in a mini.
I just ordered a USB hub for my...
And you say the tag goes
various
the
gadgets. Yeah. So they are collecting now.
Well, I can't
wear it. And on Monday, I'll keep wearing it.
He wants pen to play. Cool. He's asking Pen to play with him, and Pen's like, no. Aladdin! Aladdin! play with you.
No, and Penn's just like, whatever.
He really
go
doesn't
away.
Want to play with you. He thinks you're an intruder, which
he does.
You are.
Yeah, Penn's a bit territorial, but he's a lovely cat otherwise.
Yeah, I'm sure he is.
He's very friendly with humans.
I don't want Aladdin to traumatize him, but it seems like he can hold his own.
Yeah.
Oh, he can.
He won't be traumatized. He'll just kind of...
I kind of thought he'd hiss and growl or something.
Oh, he got over that with Brian's dog. He hissed and growled at us for 5 minutes.
I miss Arizona. I liked him.
I miss Brian.
I miss him too. He was awesome.
Well, where is he?
Toronto.
Toronto.
Oh, yeah, I guess he was.
Brian there. Moore?
Yeah.
Yes.
Ah, yes. Yeah, he got that new job.
Yeah, and unfortunately he's had to sell his house for various reasons.
Yeah.
And...
I miss Arizona, but yeah, I definitely miss Brian a lot more than the dog.
I miss them both, for various different reasons.
Yeah, he barks at an animal if it won't play with him.
Aww.
Yeah, but I feel sorry for him. I mean, it's fun to have someone to play with.
Yeah.
He really doesn't get to socialize.
With other animals too much. Yeah. In the park, it's always, don't talk to that dog.
Hey,
the woman who I thought was misunderstanding him, we're actually improving our relations because she was out with her dog and it was lying on the ground and I would never have known it was there because it was being quiet. And she's like, okay, now when you come around the corner, my dog is laying here, by the bench where she wasn't. And I was like, okay. And so I had Aladdin and I got him past it. And that was better. Like, she wasn't just saying, oh, he makes me really nervous.
Yeah.
Well, she was being helpful. And, yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
I was feeling like she was like, he's a monster, you know? He's not a monster. He's just enthusiastic.
Yeah. That's right.
That was good.
And he's just two.
Yeah. I was just going to say that, actually. He's very young.
Yeah.
Yes. Young.
He'll get calmer as he grows older.
Now, where could I stick this can?
I can take it.
Okay.
I will recycle it for you.
Thank you.
I will take an Aladdin nose, too. He seems to want to give it to me.
Yeah.
He said, here's my nose.
Yeah. Hey.
So did you guys have lunch at church?
Yeah.
Yes. Yep, they always have these lunches after their services. And
nice. Quite good. I wish we could at mine, but because it's such a huge congregation, it would be impossible to...
Yeah.
It would work if you could have, like, teams of, like, 25 or something doing it, but...
Mm-hmm. We do have lunches on special occasions.
Yeah.
Yep, our church has one once a month. They have a soup Sunday.
Yeah, I remember that.
Where people could stay in. I always enjoyed those.
Yeah, they were fun.
Oh, goodness. What was that?
That's the...
The door of doom.
Yes!
Oh.
The portal of doom.
So, yeah, I don't know if... Do you guys want to copy anything off my...
Oh, well, thank you. I'm sure
delights,
that... we would appreciate that.
Yeah, definitely.
At least drama and movies and audiobooks, I could let you copy those directories anyway.
But what if we're sneaky and we copy everything?
Well,
I wouldn't do that.
You have secret things in there.
I would never do that.
I don't have anything actually hidden. I have...
Like
Enchantments Twilight
stuff.
In a games development book library of epic proportion now, something like 300 and some odd books in that.
Wow.
Ooh.
And the novels with a bunch of scan books from ages and ages ago, and some more current PDFs from all those bundles I've been buying, like from Story Bundle and Bundle of Holding. And...
Ooh, Bundle of Holding, I like that.
Yeah.
Sounds like something on Kingdom of Loathing.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's based
that's
on
the
old D&D.
It's
like
role-playing.
Oh, cool.
D&D,
so okay.
A bunch of role-playing books and
it's
development
like
books.
Campaigns.
Oh, neato.
So I've been using that for a long, long time, grabbing bundles and adding to my library. And that's grown tremendously over the years,
lovely.
Thanks to them. And now, of course, I have some on Kindle, too, and all that.
Well, I think I'll definitely have to get your Inspector McLeavy stuff.
Yes. Yeah, that, and you know, the Sherlock Holmes, the BBC Sherlock Holmes canon,
mm-hmm.
is amazing. They did a
wonderful
job.
I'm not really into Sherlock Holmes. I find him very egotistical after a while. It gets on my nerves.
Another one you might want to check out is Dorian Gray.
Oh!
From Big Finish. They do some wonderful stuff.
Yeah, I've heard some of their Doctor Who stuff. It's awesome.
Yeah, Big Finish Doctor Who is cool.
So, what's the premise of this Dorian Gray?
Well, you know the basic book, right?
Yes.
Take the book, and instead of it being a book, say that the book was Oscar Wilde's gift to Dorian Gray by convincing the rest of the world that he was just a fictional